At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study. Shashidhar Ascendant, Aries, Bharani Nakshatra. Archetypes activated. The reformer, the maverick, the executor. Shashidhar's ascendant falls in Aries, a sign ruled by Mars, known for its drive, courage, and impulse to act. Aries rising individuals are typically initiators, natural starters who respond quickly to challenge, conflict, or opportunity. They rarely wait for permission. There is a fire behind their eyes, a subtle restlessness that fuels motion and self-assertion. But in Shashidhar's case, this bold Martian energy is refined further through Bharani Nakshatra, a Venus-ruled star associated with inner transformation, responsibility, and the weight of life's deeper processes. This combination creates a complex temperament. While Aries pushes forward with instinct, Bharani draws inward to carry and transform burdens, emotional, karmic, or social. Bharani is not just about action, it's about consequence. It brings a desire to birth something meaningful, whether that's a creative project, a social reform, or a new version of oneself. For Shashidhar, this means that while he may have the appearance of an energetic, bold self-starter, there's an underlying seriousness to his nature, an awareness that what he initiates must have purpose. Psychologically, this evokes the reformer-maverick blend. The reformer in him doesn't just push for change, it wants to evolve structures, challenge outdated norms, and protect what truly matters. The maverick, however, resists external control. He values independence, tests limits, and thrives on being different. This gives Shashidhar a dual edge. He can work within systems to improve them, but he's also unafraid to abandon them entirely if they no longer serve his principles. There's also a visceral connection to responsibility here. Bharani's symbolic link to the womb and to transformation means Shashidhar may often feel a heavy inner drive to carry, protect, or birth something bigger than himself, whether that's an idea, a reform, or a role. Yet Aries' impulsive nature can make this emotionally complex. He may oscillate between bold external movement and intense internal processing, between quick decisions and the need for emotional accountability. Socially, he may appear bold and capable, but few may realize the depth of ethical or emotional weighing that occurs behind his choices. He leads, but not blindly. He acts, but with an underlying sense of moral timing. People might admire his courage, but not always understand the private processing that precedes his public choices. The challenge for Aries rising with Bharani is emotional maturity. The fire of Aries wants action now, but Bharani's karmic inheritance requires reflection. He is learning how to pause without stagnating, how to lead without dominating, and how to transform without burning out. In his most integrated form, Shashidhar becomes an executor of meaningful change. He is someone who doesn't just act fast, he acts right. With Bharani's depth and Aries' courage, he can move through life with both urgency and integrity, leaving a lasting impact not by force, but by evolution. His presence isn't just initiating, it's purifying. It doesn't just demand action, it commands alignment. Mars in the first house, placed in Ashwini Nakshatra in the sign of Aries. This is one of the most potent placements in Vedic astrology, Mars in its own sign, in its own house, and in its own nakshatra. For Shashidhar, this triple alignment gives him an unfiltered, archetypal expression of Martian energy, direct, action-oriented, and instinctively courageous. The first house governs the self, how one asserts, initiates, and navigates the world. With Mars here, he exudes strength, decisiveness, and a raw magnetism that makes him naturally take charge, often without hesitation. Ashwini Nakshatra sharpens this even further. Known for its quickness, initiative, and healing drive, Ashwini is ruled by Ketu, introducing a mystical, spontaneous edge to Mars's fiery straightforwardness. Ashwini natives are the racehorses of the zodiac, built to run, to start fast, to respond before thinking. This makes Shashidhar incredibly agile, not just physically, but psychologically. He doesn't second-guess himself easily. His decisions are powered by gut instincts and a strong inner compass that doesn't rely on external permission. This combination activates the executor and the maverick archetypes. The executor is visible in his ability to get things done, fast, efficiently, and with precision. He doesn't linger in analysis, he moves forward. And when others are still deciding where to begin, Shashidhar has already acted. The maverick appears in his refusal to be boxed in. He creates his own path, challenges conventional rules, and learns best by doing. However, this placement is not without its intensity. Mars in the first can create internal tension when things don't move fast enough. Patience may be his lifelong lesson, especially when others fail to match his pace. There may be moments of frustration, irritability, or even conflict, particularly when his freedom is restricted or when bureaucracy slows him down. He has little tolerance for inefficiency, and even less for those who overcomplicate what could be done with clarity and action. There's also a subtle layer of emotional detachment. Ashwini is more about action than emotional processing. This means Shashidhar may struggle to pause and reflect when emotional sensitivity is required. Others may perceive him as impulsive or too quick to act, when in fact, he is simply built for forward motion. His challenge lies in recognizing when to charge and when to wait, when to lead with instinct and when to pause for nuance. When mature, this first house Mars becomes a driving force of transformation. He doesn't need external motivation. His own engine runs hot. He leads by example, inspires by motion, and heals by action. There's something primal and energizing about his presence. Whether in leadership, sports, crisis, or innovation, he thrives where others stall. His power lies in his ability to move mountains, not with noise, but with focused, unwavering force. Moon in Ketu in the sixth house, both placed in Virgo, with Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra and Ketu in Hasta Nakshatra. The sixth house represents service, conflict, daily work, discipline, and the ability to overcome obstacles. With both the Moon and Ketu placed here, Shashidhar's relationship with service and challenge is emotionally intense and karmically loaded. This is not a casual placement. It speaks to emotional debts, subconscious routines, and a need to purify one's relationship with effort, criticism, and self-discipline. The Moon in Uttara Falguni brings a nurturing and ethical quality to how he approaches service. Ruled by the Sun, this nakshatra emphasizes responsibility, partnership, and a subtle leadership through care. Emotionally, Shashidhar may feel a deep need to serve others, to contribute meaningfully, and to bring order and reliability to his environment. But being in the sixth house, this emotional drive is often tested. He may find himself in caregiving roles that exhaust him or emotional patterns that are hard to break. His emotional body processes conflict on a daily basis, which can make him highly empathetic, but also prone to stress if not given space to recharge. Ketu in Hasta, also in Virgo, deepens this inner complexity. Hasta is ruled by the Moon, adding an intuitive and hands-on intelligence, but Ketu's influence here strips things down. It brings detachment, spiritualization, and an almost surgical insight into patterns, habits, and flaws, both in himself and others. Shashidhar may have an uncanny ability to identify what's broken or inefficient, especially in systems or people, and instinctively know how to fix it. But this often comes with an internal struggle. Ketu creates isolation, emotional detachment, and a tendency to overanalyze or withdraw from emotional vulnerability. Together, these placements activate the guardian and the arbitrator archetypes. The guardian emerges in Shashidhar's deep sense of duty. He may not always seek service, but once he's in a role, he takes it seriously. He stabilizes situations, fixes what's broken, and often becomes the emotional or practical anchor for others. The arbitrator surfaces in his ability to emotionally detach just enough to bring clarity, logic, and refinement to difficult situations. He can spot unfairness, inefficiency, or emotional clutter, and knows how to cut through it with precision. However, this combination may also bring internal contradictions. The Moon seeks emotional connection, but Ketu disrupts that flow, especially in a house already tied to discomfort and discipline. Shashidhar may experience cycles of burnout, emotional suppression, or health issues tied to unexpressed stress. He might give too much in service without setting boundaries, or swing the other way, withdrawing entirely when overwhelmed. The deeper psychological pattern here is one of karmic refinement. Shashidhar is learning how to bring emotional intelligence into practical service, how to serve without losing himself, and how to heal others without taking on their burdens. His gift lies in transforming service into sacred work, not through self-sacrifice, but through clarity, efficiency, and quiet resilience. When he finds balance between empathy and detachment, his presence becomes deeply healing, not just for others, but for himself. Saturn in the 8th house, placed in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, in the sign of Scorpio. The 8th house governs transformation, hidden truths, emotional depth, inheritance, and the mysteries that lie beneath the surface of life. When Saturn, a planet of discipline, restriction, and long-term karma, occupies this house, it creates a life that unfolds through tests, delays, and deep inner restructuring. For Shashidhar, this placement suggests that power, control, and emotional mastery are not freely given. They must be earned over time through perseverance, introspection, and surrender to life's deeper lessons. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, adds an additional layer of psychological insight and protective leadership to this already intense placement. Known for its elder sibling archetype, Jyeshtha carries themes of maturity, responsibility, and the ability to endure hardship in silence. In Scorpio, this makes Shashidhar someone who holds emotional complexity with quiet strength. He is not easily shaken, nor is he quick to expose his vulnerability. When faced with emotional storms or chaotic environments, he doesn't crumble. He contains, observes, and gradually rebuilds. Saturn here activates long-standing karmic cycles tied to emotional fear, trust issues, and control. Shashidhar may have experienced early experiences where emotional or psychological safety was missing or compromised, prompting him to become highly self-reliant. He likely does not trust easily, and when he does, it's after watching, analyzing, and verifying someone's integrity over time. This tendency to guard the inner world can sometimes create emotional distance, but it also gives him remarkable psychological depth and resilience. This placement brings forth the arbitrator and the strategist archetypes. The arbitrator is expressed in his ability to evaluate situations with calm, emotional detachment. He often becomes the person others turn to in crises, not because he is overly expressive, but because he holds a deep, stabilizing presence that doesn't collapse under pressure. The strategist reveals itself in his long-term thinking. He doesn't act impulsively in emotionally charged matters. He studies the patterns, understands the power dynamics, and chooses when and how to act with precision. Yet the emotional cost of this placement should not be underestimated. Saturn in the 8th can create a sense of emotional loneliness or a feeling of being burdened by secrets, responsibilities, or unresolved psychological weight. Shashidhar may find it difficult to let go or allow others into his private world, often carrying everything internally. But this solitude also becomes a space of transformation. Over time, he distills wisdom from his pain and becomes a guide for others navigating complexity. Ultimately, this placement makes him a master of slow, lasting transformation. While others may seek quick fixes, Shashidhar plays the long game. His emotional growth is not showy, it's solid. He learns to build strength from breakdowns, clarity from chaos, and truth from silence. When integrated, this Saturn becomes a pillar, not just in his own life, but in the lives of those who need someone steady enough to face the storm without flinching. Venus in the 9th house, placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, in the sign of Sagittarius. The 9th house governs higher learning, philosophy, belief systems, long-distance travel, and one's relationship with truth, purpose, and the divine. When Venus, planet of love, beauty, values, and relational intelligence, resides here, it brings a refined, emotionally intelligent approach to learning and belief. For Shashidhar, this suggests that his sense of purpose is deeply linked to aesthetics, ethics, and the pursuit of harmony. He doesn't just want to believe, he wants his beliefs to feel aligned, inspiring, and uplifting. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus itself, amplifies this energy with emotional fire, determination, and idealistic passion. It is a nakshatra associated with invincibility through inner clarity, and when Venus is placed here, it infuses Shashidhar's philosophical and spiritual orientation with charm, persuasion, and depth. He may be drawn to cultures, ideas, or teachings that emphasize emotional truth, beauty and wisdom, and collective upliftment. There's a natural inclination toward being a guide or teacher, not necessarily in formal education, but in helping others realign with meaningful values. In Sagittarius, Venus becomes the romantic philosopher. It seeks joy and truth not in abstract thought alone, but in the lived experience of discovery, through travel, learning, and deep conversations. This gives Shishahadar a sincere and generous spirit when it comes to sharing knowledge or exploring new paths. He likely values teachers who blend intellect with integrity, and he might reject belief systems that feel cold, rigid, or lacking in human warmth. Psychologically, this activates the visionary and the creator archetypes. The visionary is revealed through his natural ability to see a better world, not just theoretically, but practically, through values, principles, and cultural reform. He may be the kind of person who can translate spiritual or philosophical truths into relatable, heart-centered language that inspires others. The creator archetype shows up in how he expresses these beliefs, perhaps through storytelling, art, music, or even the aesthetics of his teaching style. There's a beauty to how he believes. At times, this placement can create emotional idealism. Shashidhar might expect too much from teachers, institutions, or spiritual paths. He may struggle when ideals are betrayed or when real-world imperfections intrude upon the clarity of his vision, but even this becomes part of his growth. Over time, he learns to balance idealism with discernment and romanticism with realism without losing his core passion for meaning. The deeper message of this Venus is that purpose isn't cold or abstract. It's warm, relational, and emotionally alive. Shashidhar is here to make belief systems more beautiful, ethics more human, and wisdom more inspiring. When he trusts this blend of head and heart, intellect and affection, he becomes a true cultural alchemist, someone who can turn dry systems into living philosophies and isolated knowledge into shared purpose. Sun and Mercury in the 11th house, both placed in Aquarius, with Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra and Mercury in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. The 11th house governs gains, aspirations, social networks, recognition, and one's larger societal contributions. When both the Sun and Mercury occupy this house, Shashidhar's life path is closely tied to influence, ideas, and visionary impact. This is the house where personal ambition meets collective progress. And with these two planets here, there's a strong drive to be seen, heard, and valued by larger groups, often through intellectual or leadership roles. The Sun in Dhanishta brings a bold, rhythmic brilliance to his social expression. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, infuses Shashidhar's identity with a magnetic quality. He may naturally draw attention within communities or teams, especially where structured efforts, innovation, or social movements are concerned. His leadership isn't loud, but it's steady. The drumbeat of Dhanishta gives him an internal tempo. He instinctively knows when to act, when to step back, and how to align his rhythm with that of the group. Mercury in Purva Bhadrapada adds an entirely different layer. Intellectual eccentricity, philosophical depth, and a talent for reframing difficult or abstract concepts. This nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, thrives on complexity and transformation. In the 11th house, Mercury here allows Shashidhar to be a unique communicator, someone who blends logic with idealism, facts with deeper meaning. He may be drawn to causes that challenge the status quo, or communities that foster progressive thinking, spiritual inquiry, or social reform. Together, this combination activates the visionary and the architect archetypes. The visionary is clear in his long-term social goals. Shashidhar isn't interested in superficial popularity. He wants to be part of something meaningful, something that reshapes systems or uplifts others. The architect emerges through his ability to construct ideas and social models that endure. He may naturally gravitate toward creating frameworks, whether through community leadership, writing, teaching, or technology that help others organize around higher principles. However, with the Sun and Mercury in Aquarius, there may be moments of social isolation or emotional detachment. While he is mentally present and intellectually engaged, he may find it hard to emotionally connect in group dynamics, especially if the environment lacks authenticity or shared values. He needs space to think deeply, but he also thrives when surrounded by visionary peers who stimulate his mind and honor his individuality. This placement also gives him a sharp ability to navigate the intersection of personal gain and collective benefit. Shashidhar is someone who can see how to align what he wants with what the world needs, often through service, technology, policy, or public communication. He can be a voice of reason in chaotic environments and a source of clarity when visions become foggy. In essence, the 11th house Sun and Mercury make Shashidar a builder of meaningful networks, ideas, and future-oriented change. He doesn't just want to belong, he wants to contribute, and he does so not by conforming, but by offering original insight, steady presence, and a clear moral compass. His greatest gains come not from chasing approval, but from embodying a purpose the world can rally behind. Jupiter and Rahu in the 12th house, both placed in Pisces, with Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra and Rahu in Ravati Nakshatra. The 12th house is the domain of dreams, detachment, spiritual insight, foreign lands, subconscious patterns, and the quiet dissolution of ego. When both Jupiter and Rahu reside here, Shashidar's inner life becomes vast, complex, and profoundly mystical. This is not a placement for surface-level living. His consciousness stretches far beyond ordinary boundaries, often oscillating between spiritual insight and emotional escapism, between deep faith and restless yearning. Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada brings a philosophical intensity to his spiritual orientation. This nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter itself, deals with duality, extremes, and the fire of inner transformation. Jupiter here fuels a strong internal pull toward higher knowledge, not just through books or institutions, but through direct experience, intuition, and the soul's yearning to transcend limitations. In the 12th house, it suggests that much of Shashidar's wisdom arises from solitude, emotional purification, or periods of isolation. He is likely a seeker in the truest sense, not bound by religion, but drawn to the universal truths that lie beneath all traditions. Rahu in Ravati, on the other hand, adds an unrelenting hunger for spiritual experience, ideal love, or transcendental meaning. Ravati, ruled by Mercury, is the last nakshatra of the zodiac and is known for its dreamy, sensitive, and imaginative qualities. Rahu's presence here intensifies the need to find something more, whether through artistic creation, mysticism, or emotional immersion. But because Rahu distorts as much as it amplifies, there may be moments when Shashidar idealizes the spiritual path to the point of confusion or disillusionment. He may struggle to balance worldly goals with the invisible pull of higher realms. This powerful blend activates the visionary and the creator archetypes. The visionary shows up in his ability to see beyond what is. He carries a blueprint of what could be, often ahead of his time. His insights may not always be easy to explain, but they're often correct. Born from an internal moral compass and intuitive clarity, the creator comes alive in the way he expresses this vision through art, writing, healing, or spiritual mentorship. His imagination is not ornamental, it's a conduit for meaning. Psychologically, this configuration suggests a deep inner world filled with symbolism, dreams, and emotional undercurrents. Shashidar may require regular solitude to feel whole, and he likely processes reality through a spiritual or intuitive lens. At times, this can lead to escapism, avoiding practical concerns in favor of fantasies, ideals, or emotional withdrawal. But when grounded, this same setup gives him the ability to help others navigate the unseen, guiding them through loss, confusion, or emotional depth with quiet wisdom. He may also have strong ties to foreign places, spiritual institutions, or roles that require working behind the scenes. Whether through teaching, healing, or creating, his best work often emerges when he steps back from the spotlight and listens to the deeper rhythms of the soul. In essence, this 12th house placement makes Shashidar a mystic architect, someone who builds bridges between this world and the next. His life isn't just about what he achieves, it's about what he understands and transmits from the realm beyond logic. When he surrenders the need for control and follows the thread of intuition, his presence becomes a source of profound healing and inspiration.